USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine is bracing for more assaults from Russia as dozens are feared dead following an attack on a school sheltering about 90 people in eastern Ukraine. This as President Biden is urging Congress to approve $33 billion in aid to Ukraine. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi weighs in.
I think we will be able to do it as quickly as possible. We have great bipartisanship in terms of our support for the fight for democracy that the people of Ukraine are making.
The California Democrat recently led a congressional delegation of Democrats only to Ukraine. Wildfires continue in New Mexico as firefighters are having to deal with strong winds as they battle six fires. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Michigan's Attorney General is painting a grim picture of a post-Roe v. Wade America.
This incredibly draconian and strict 1931 law would criminalize abortion in this state, with virtually no exceptions.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Dana Nessel says without proof, women will die if state laws concerning abortion are allowed to be enforced. The United States and its G7 partners are imposing more sanctions on Russia. The White House announced the move after President Biden took part in Sunday's virtual meeting with G7 leaders and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Among the new sanctions, United States is imposing penalties on three major Russian television stations, Russian elites, and financial institutions. The G7 also committed to phasing out or banning the import of all Russian oil. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A very happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening out there. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a look at the history behind Mother's Day.
Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. For many years, she held an annual Mother's Day meeting in Boston. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition.
The National Retail Federation says Mother's Day spending will total $31.7 billion, $3.6 billion more than last year. The Federation expects consumers to spend an average of $245 on mom. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.